Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings offseason program officially began this week, and the draft is just around the corner, so we have a lot to talk about. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Aaron. Could the Vikings move up a few spots from number 11 to select Trey Waynes, Devontae Parker, or Brandon Scherff? If the Vikings are in love with any of those three players, they can certainly do that. They've shown the aggressiveness in the past to trade up and get a player that they love, but the Vikings can also stand pat at 11, or with a lot of teams behind them having a surplus of picks and the ammo to move up, the Vikings could also trade back in this year's first round. It'll be fun to see what happens. Our next question comes from Kevin in Lubbock, Texas. What position is the deepest in the draft? While I look at one position on each side of the ball on offense, I think there are a lot of really good running backs in this year's class. You have David Cobb from the University of Minnesota. Of course, Melvin Gordon and Todd Gurley at the top of the draft. A lot of people love those two running backs. So running back appears to be very deep. On the defensive side, if you're in need of an edge rusher, if you're a 4-3 team looking for a D-end who can rush the passer, or a 3-4 team looking for an outside linebacker to rush the passer, I think you're in luck in this year's draft. Lots of talented, explosive athletes who can rush the passer off the edge. This question comes from Brandon. If Danny Shelton fell to us in the first round, would we skip him or would we take him? It's a good question, and we don't know the answer because we don't know the grade the Vikings have given Danny Shelton, but we did a film study on Danny Shelton last week, and I can tell the guy is going to be a disruptive player at the NFL level. Is he a good fit for the Vikings? That's up to Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer. He'd probably be a hard guy to pass up for a lot of teams at number 11. Is he the Vikings guy? Only time will tell. The next question comes from Ryan in Jersey. Taking out Teddy and Barr, which of last year's draft picks do you think will take a big step this season? Let's start with the running back, Jerick McKinnon. I think we saw just the tip of the iceberg last year with Jerick. He looked like an explosive playmaker to me, and I'm excited to see how he fits into Norv Turner's offense. A couple others, though. How about two seventh rounders? Shamar Stephen at defensive tackle. He took a big step as a rookie, could take another big step as a second-year player in that talented defensive tackle rotation. And I'm very curious to see Jabari Price. If you remember at training camp last year, Price was training inside at cornerback and outside at cornerback. That tells me the coaches may have liked what they saw from Jabari. So lots of talented sophomore players on this year's Vikings team, and I think a few of them will take a big step forward. The next question comes from Justin in Burnsville. How is attendance at the offseason program? Who is there and who isn't? Well, the offseason program just started this week, and remember, these workouts are voluntary, so we're not really going to track who's here and who's not, but I can tell you this, the Vikings have a young roster, and they also have Mike Zimmer as the head coach, who has fostered already, in just a little more than a year on the job, a very competitive and hardworking atmosphere inside of Winter Park. I think attendance will be very good because this team wants to get better together. The last question comes from Jamie in Long Lake, Minnesota. Any predictions on the Vikings' 2015 schedule? No, I don't have any predictions, but we're soon going to find out because it's going to be released on Tuesday night. A couple of questions, though. How about a home opener, NFL? We've only had one in the last 7 years. Is this the year we play on Thanksgiving? Detroit plays every season, and we have them on the schedule, of course. And how about a Super Bowl rematch in primetime? We play both Kansas City and Oakland this season. We've played both of those teams in Super Bowls. This is the year the NFL is highlighting the Super Bowl because it's the 50th anniversary of the big game, so maybe one of those two games will be in primetime. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back later this week with a special schedule release edition of the Pick Six. So please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you later this week.